Okay, today I want to talk about the Ketores. And this week's parsha is the parsha of the Ketores. This week's parsha, we have something very unique, that the Mizbeach HaZov is written in Parshas Tetzaveh. We would expect the Mizbeach HaZov to be presented in Parshas Terumah, just like the other Kelim appear there. For example, the entire Mishkan, the Menorah, the Aron, the Shulchan. So we would expect that the Mizbeach HaZov should appear as well in Parashas Terumah. But yet, very surprisingly, at the end of Tetzaveh, where we focus on the big day Kahuna, does it suddenly appear the requirement in the last Aliyah to build the Mizbeach HaZov. And the Parasha concludes and tells us that upon the Mizbeach HaZov you should offer Ketores. Okay, so we have, there's a very popular answer. The answer is why indeed is the Mizbeach in Parshas Tetzaveh? The answer is because the truth is the Mizbeach is not Ma'akev. In other words, what happens if you don't have a Shulchan? For whatever reason, the Shulchan was disappeared. Or let's say you do not have a Menorah. Can the Kohen still go into the Beis HaMikdash, into the Heichal, and bring Lechem upon him, and put on the floor, or put down, you bring in your dining room table, put something there instead of the Shulchan, which does not have the dimensions of the Shulchan, and put the Lechem upon him? The answer is no. If there's no Shulchan, there is no Lechem upon him. If there is no Menorah, you just can't go buy what they call tea lights. It doesn't work like that. You go on vacation, you go on a hotel, so you don't bring with you your leichter when you go to a hotel. You take tea lights, whatever you have. So if let's say for whatever reason they sent out the menorah to the silversmith, the goldsmith to perfect the menorah, and it didn't come back on time, and it's time to light the nearest of the menorah, so we'll just light some tea lights in the Heichal. It does not work like that. If there is no menorah, then there are no neros. If there is no mizbeach, there is no korban. You can't go bring a korban on the floor. They took away the mizbeach, it disappeared. So we'll bring the korban on the floor. The exception is the Ketores. The Ketores does not need a mizbeach. In the event that the mizbeach disappeared, the mizbeach has the haketores, the mizbeach hazov, is not in the Heichal. It was taken outside, and now it's time to makdir the Ketores. You can be makdir the Ketores on the floor of the Azara of the Heichal. That is the halacha, and that explains why the Mizbeach Hazov appears in Parshas Tetzaveh, because Parshas Terumah is only presenting the kelim which are ma'akev the Mishkan. The Mishkan needs a menorah. The Mishkan needs the krushim. The Mishkan needs the rios. The Mishkan needs the Shulchan, and needs the Aron. All of these things must be in order for it to be called a Mishkan. But the Mizbeach HaZov you don't need. The Mizbeach HaZov, it's a nice thing to have, and of course, so you have to have it, but if you don't have it, you can still be Machted the Ketores without the Mizbeach HaZov. That is one of the more popular answers to explain why it appears in Parshas Tetzaveh. But in any event, Parshas Tetzaveh, we do learn about the min inyan of being Machted the Ketores. So every single day in the Shacharis is a very good thing. There's a skula for Ashiris, a skula for Parnosa, a skula for Zikar, for good remembrance. A person should have a good head. His mind should operate 100%, is to say the Ketores every single day, at least once a day. Shachris, to say it by Mincha, some say it by Maariv as well, some say Shachris and Maariv. But what exactly do you say? Some only have enough time to say the Psukim that are mentioned by the Kodesh HaKodoshim in Parshas Achrimos, and the Psukim from this week's Parsha, Parshas Tetzaveh. Some people also, in addition, they say the Mishnayis, Tanur Rabban, Pita Makateres Ketzat, with the Braisos, Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Tanya Rabbi Nosson Oimer, and Tanya Rabbi Kapar Oimer. Some have the minute to say this, some have a Pshara. Some say that you should say the Psukim before davening, and you should say the Braisa after davening. Because the truth is, the davening corresponds to the Karban Tomid. When were they Makhtir the Ketores? They were Makhtir the Ketores after they were Makhtir the Karban Tomid. So if the person says in Karbanos, the Parshas Ketores, first, it's really going against the entire theme of davening. even though in davening in the Korbanos you first say the Talmud and then you say the Ketores, but the truth is the Shmoyne Esrei, the Ikar Tefillah itself corresponds to the Talmud. So if we have not yet offered the Talmud Bishle Musa, we may have read the Psukim in the Korbanos, but the real full bring of the Talmud is the davening of the Shmoyne Esrei. So the order is first you bring the Korban Talmud and then you bring the Ketores. So some are of the opinion that it would be preferred to say the parish of the Ketores when davening is over, after davening, than rather saying it before davening when you recite the Korbanos. Some have a Peshara, they say the parish, the Psukim before, and they say the Brisa, the Mishnah, the Brisa later on. Some are there very. What?
You said it's better to say it
on Mecha. No, not better. I mean, it's more nach. It's Reach Nichoch from the. It says that in the. Who? The Abarbanel. Abarbanel said that. There's a Reach Nichoch by Mincha more so than Shachas. Okay, but it's Kedai to say the more to say it, the better. Okay, now I want to show you a couple of interesting ideas. First of all, we have here a var from the Mabit. The Mabit tells us, we know the Chazal tell us there are 11 ingredients in the Ketores. And one of the 11 ingredients is called the Chelboina. Chelboina has a Reach Ra. Has a odor, not a fragrance. And yet the Torah says well, you should join the Chelbana to the other 11 ingredients which are pleasant, which produce a fragrance. Why? So it's Chazal tell us, in order to teach you that every tzibur that does not have the Poishe Amcha Yisrael is not a tzibur. Tzibur is Rashi Tevos Tzadikim, Ubeinoinim, and Rishoyim. The Chelbana represents the Rishoyim. The Rishoyim have to be part of the Tzibur. It is essential, Gzuntan is essential that they be part of the Tzibur. Now the Ma'abit explains that people make a mistake and they think that when you have in the Ketores, you have the 11 ingredients, the 10 of the ingredients produce something pleasant, and the Chelbana produces a Reach Ra. But no, it's bottle. In the big picture of schemes, it's outnumbered 10 to 1. So the Reach Ra of the Chelbana will be bottled in the fragrance of the 11 other ingredients. The Ma'abit, I don't know how he says, but he says he has a tradition that's not so. That's a toss. The Chelbana is a Reach Ra. But the Chelbana has a chemical property in that when it mixes, when it blends with the other in 10 samamonim, the reach of the Chelbana is nishapech l'toif. It turns, it produces a pleasant fragrance. It's not like the average person thinks there are 10 which produce something pleasant and one produces something that is foul. And the foul odor is bottled in the pleasant. That's not so. The chemical reaction of the Chelbana mixing with the other 10 samamonim is mishapech. It transforms the foul odor, the odor, into something that is pleasant. And that is the tafkid of the tzibur. The tafkid of the tzibur is not new. In the tzibur we have tzadikim, we have benonim, we have rishoyim, and Hashem loves us all, each in our own way. That's not the goal. The goal is that the tzadikim are mechuyev to be mashpia upon the rishoyim, and be mahapich the rishoyim to becoming tzadikim. It's not a mila having rishoyim. It's the duty of the tzibur, of the tzadikim, to work with the rishoyim and influence the Rishon and turn them into tzaddikim. And some of our
says that our education system should not be only
they actually quote this. I think Rabbi Frieda, if I'm not mistaken, this article he cites this Chazal. What is this? Is it Fried?
Yeah.
Fried. I think he actually cites this Chazal as when you have to have the Ketores as tzaddikim and Rishon, and the goal is like the Chelbana to be transformed. And here's a little bit of a catch. I'm quoting people here. Most I'm telling you from the Talei Oros on Tefillah, the four volumes on Tefillah. This is the first volume that has the Ketores, and he says something very, very, very powerful. He says the Chelbana has, the Ketores has 11 samamonim, which means 10 are tzaddikim, and one is the Reach Ra, represents the Rasha. A tzibor has to be made, the foundation of the tzibor is 10. Dover Shebe Kedusha always includes 10. It's not 10 samamonim, and one of the 10 samamonim is the Chelbana. It's not that the tzibor is 10 people, and from the tzibor we have 9 that are tzaddikim, and we have one Russia. That's not a kosher tzibur. The tzibur has to be solid. The tzibur has to include 10 tzaddikim. After you have 10 tzaddikim, only then can you bring in the Rishoyim. But if you're going to weaken the foundation, the Dover Shem Adushim, the Dashi B'Sirich B'nei Yisrael, with having less than 10 tzaddikim, and having only 9 tzaddikim, and you're going to think that the 9 tzaddikim are going to influence the one Russia, it's not going to work. So it's a double-edged sword. It's a very beautiful chazal, this idea that called tzibor she'en bo'i mipoyshe Yisrael is not a tzibor. That's true. But you have to have still an independent tzibur of 10 people, like in the pattern. The prototype is the Ketores. There are 10 tzaddikim, that is a complete unit, the Nigdashli B'Sirich B'nei Yisrael, and then you can add to that tzibur the one Russia, and then you can have confidence that the 10 tzaddikim are going to overwhelm, are going to influence the Russia to be Mesabich into a tzaddik. This is how he presents it. He presents the Lamas. What? Right, he brings a raya. The raya is Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu, we find that once there were less than 10 tzaddikim, he was not mispalo. Why? Maybe there are 9 tzaddikim. So 9 tzaddikim will be enough? No. The ikar is you need. People make a mistake and think you have to that a tzibur, as long as you have 10 people, even if you have the poshe. Now, don't mean there's a big one machlok because you allow to be misarved to this halachic issue. If you can be misarved to a million, a person that's not a shomer Shabbos. So most poskim are very lenient. And they allow you to be mitzarv to a million people that are not Shomer Shabbos to say Kaddish, to Darusha B'Kedusha. However, there are different madrigals of people who are not Shomer Shabbos. There's most people today that we know are in category of Tinuk Shenishba. But if you have in your minion, you have 10 people, one of the 10 people is a person that's mamish and not be koiris lahachis. He grew up as a Shomer Torah Mitzos and he rebelled. He rejected, and now you want to go use him and not be curious to be one of the 10 people for a minion. That is a violation of
what's
the whole.
He doing in shul?
What?
What's he doing?
He's
kept him out of that.
That's not a kasha. It's not a kasha. Somehow. So this is a halachic issue. Halachic issue which is the topic to itself. But when the prototype is the Yud Aleph Sammani HaKetores, it has a foundation of 10, and then it is a Naila to bring in more. This is where you are. We are safe. When you don't have that pattern, then it's a whole different formula. Okay, let's go to another idea. The Ramah says a very shocking statement. The Ramah writes, V'yesha Kosru. This is the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Lamed Beis, Sif Beis. Yesha Kosru. Lizoher Loimar Pitim HaKetores Mituch HaKsav. Even though most of davening, many people have the custom, they recited Baal Peh, but when it comes to Pita Makatoris, especially on a Shabbos Musaf, when you finish davening Nusna Ashkenaz, everyone is in a rush to get out of shul, to go to the Kiddush. And after they finish the Kaddish to Skabel, and then they say Enke Lokenu, and they say Pita Makatoris, some people, they mumble it up so fast, it's hard to, they break the Guinness Book of World Records for the most words you can say in a minute. And he said it's not a good idea to say it to Baal Peh. V'loy mi to Baal Peh she'amira b'mokam haktara amira u'neshal mafonim sefoseinu v'chay shinon shema yidaleg u'yakansun. You may skip one of the samoneha v'yamrinan shehu chayiv misa. We say the saratzvila. Anyone who leaves out one of the im nosan bodvashim chisar achas mikol samoneha chayiv misa. And since u'neshal mafonim sefoseinu, if you say too fast, and you're not thinking, and you're not reading from the Siddur, you're leaving out one of the Sambanim, and there's a Chiv Misa, Chas V'Sholom. So therefore, you should be very careful to say it read it from a Siddur. Some want to give that reason why they don't say it. You don't play around with Ketores because of Chayav Misa. So double-edged sword, it can bring you great bracha, it can bring you Ashirus, it can bring you Chochma, not in that particular order, but it can bring you good things, but if you don't do it the right way, Chas V'Sholom, it can be the source of very great harm. Now the Ramah statement is a very controversial statement. It's a very shocking thing to say that your Koyach HaDibur in saying the Ketores has such toikef, such power, that Chayav Misa. And many of the Achrayim, they disagree. They disagree with the Ramah, and they say, don't get too worried about saying the Ketores Baal Peh, and if you miss a word, it's not the end. And the main...
It would have been included if there were that risk.
And the main reason, it's more of a technical reason. So some of you saw, when I heard this halacha, and I heard people reject this, so I understood the case. You got to be very careful. You have to be very careful. Because saying when you say neshama fadim sifal seinu, there are limits. There are limits to how far it goes. Just like we discussed it when it comes to an Eved Kenani who's 12 years old. Just because an Eved Kenani 12 is chayiv in mitzvahs keisha doesn't mean the bar mitzvah is when it's 12 years old. Everything has its limits. So you go so far in the Shalma Fonim Sifa Sin that Imam Shri missed the word Yechayim Misa, it's a bit of a shock. What?
Only a coin was allowed to bring Kitayas.
If you say in the Shalma Fonim, well, we everyone has to pay, you give them the Trumachs a shekel, you're a participant, so you have a chelik in it. Okay, but it is a much more fundamental reason why there is a problem. And that is because the only time Yechayim Misa is only when you enter into, if you enter in, it'll be a beer reconis. What's the lum? What is the lum this of? What's the reason? It's because you brought 10 of the samonim? Is that why? That's not why. It's because you're not allowed to enter into the heichol. You're not allowed to enter into the heichol
for no reason.
If you come into the heichol and you only bring 10 of the samonim, the Ketoris itself is not, you're not chayiv misa for bringing a Ketoris of only 10 samonim. You weren't yotze. If you go to Shul on Shabbos and you only learn half the parsha, so you weren't yotze, Kriya Satara. You weren't yotze, Kriya Satara. So, did you do anything wrong? No, you're not so terrible. You didn't lane. So you're not yotze. You didn't do an Aveira. If you bring 10 samonim, you didn't do an Aveira. You just weren't yotze, the bringing of the samonim. You know why chayiv misa? Because it was a bior reconis. It comes out now that you
Yichai
Misa, Misa de Shemayim. Val Yavai B'cholei Salah Kodesh. You've come, yeah. No, I think it's Misa de Shemayim. That's what it says. Yichai Misa de Shemayim. Going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Yeah, there's also the Heichel also, going into the Heichel, there's the guitarist and the Kodesh HaKadosh, Kodesh HaHeichel. Okay, you have to figure out the details, what exactly is the Chiyah. But certainly the Kodesh HaKadoshim is Misa. Certainly the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Going into Kodesh HaKadoshim?
You're not going to Kodesh HaKadoshim.
Well, Yom Kippur, you're going to Kodesh HaKadoshim. Every time you bring guitarist, it's the Semein of the Kodesh HaKadoshim as well. It's the main of the Kodesh HaKadoshim as well. Even in the Heichel, it's not so simple. There's a discussion. Going into the Heichel for no reason whatsoever, when you're not wearing Bigdei Kahuna, it's a very topic of discussion. It's not a problem. And Ad Kedei Kach, it might not be a Chiv, Misa Bidei Shemayim Bidei Adam, but there is a degree of Misa Bidei Shemayim, according to some opinions, that has to be clarified. You are correct. But certainly in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Therefore, the Tam, the Iker Tam, we have to know Pshat in the Braisa. You say this every single day. That the in chitzah achas mikol samna chayiv misa. Ask the average person, what does that mean? They'll tell you that there's a tradition that if you bring the ketores that only has 8 simonim, 9 simonim, the maisa haktorah that's lacking all 11 is a chayiv misa b'dei shemayim. That I think is the average. That is the simple understanding the average person has. Where does this come from? I don't know. Where does it come from? It doesn't say this in the Torah that if you only bring 10 simanim, 9 simanim, 8 simanim, yechayiv misa. Not everything is in the Torah. There are certain things that are misinai. There are certain things that we have a misor misinai. So there's an understanding. There's a misora that if you don't do the keteris the right way, it's a very delicate type of avodah reyach nichayach. You are really in a lot of trouble, and you've done something with yechayiv misa. But guess what? That's not the pshat. That's the wrong pshat. There is no chiyav misa for bringing keteris of only 9 or 8, 11, 9, 10 simanim. The chiyav misa is, if you don't do the keteris the right way, you are not mekayim the mitzvah of haktaras keteris. So therefore, what are you doing here? You've come into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. You've come into the Heichel. I only let you come in here to bring the keteris. If you didn't do the keteris, so no, you didn't do it the right way. Okay, forget about it. But what have you accomplished? You've accomplished nothing. It's a bir ekonis. If it's a bir ekonis, yechayiv misa for coming into the Kodesh HaKadoshim for no purpose whatsoever. Now that certainly does not fit into the category of a neshama fadim sifoseinu. Unshalos farim sifaseinu is we bring korbanos. But to go say that we're mamish, when we're davening, we're mamish, physically going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, we're going into the Heichel, no one's going to go so far and tell you that. So therefore, what the Ramah says is strongly challenged by many Achreinim. If the Ramah is understanding the Ketores to mean that bringing a Ketores of only 10 simanim is the Chiv Misa, okay, then we can appreciate the words of the Ramah. It's a Chiddush to say that just saying words, you're putting yourself in the matzav of sakonis nefashos, but we can appreciate what the Ramah says, because indeed, if you would actually bring the Ketores of 9 simanim, you chayev Misa. But once we have a new understanding of this halacha, that it's not because of the Ma'isek HaKtara, it's because of the Bir Ekanis, no one's going to tell you that Unshalmul Fadim Sifaseinu is Ad Kidei Kach, you're walking into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. You're not walking into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. You're reenacting what it means to bring the Ketores, but you're not walking into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. There's no dialogue of Bir Ekanis. So how then can there be such a seriousness of, if you're missing one of the Samanim, Chayev Misa? Okay, let's deal with that. Let's go to another idea. I saw in the Tali Horus, he has a fascinating Chiddush from Rav Chutner. This Chiddush is not from the Pachad Yitzchak. I'm surprised they had this, because this was printed. This is printed relatively recently. There's a sefer called Rishmei Leif. Now, I don't know the details. I just vaguely remember when it came out. A Talmud, all of Rav Chutner's Chiddushim were published by his Talmidim, by his daughter, Rebbetzin David, and by the Talmidim. They put out in the Svarim of Yonatan David by Pachad Yitzchak. There are a lot of Svarim Pachad Yitzchak. So my impression was that the family was not happy when other people put out his chidushim, because they like to edit it, they like to have the last word. They want to be in control, because a lot of his ideas are very esoteric, and not many people really understood what he meant, and they wanted to have full be able to edit exactly. But some Talmidim snuck out, and they did put out, I think, a Pinchas Stopler put out a few volumes, and there was another fellow, I think he got a Haskama from Yonason, and he put out a sefer called Rishmei Leif, also a record of his Mamarim, and he has there in this sefer a very fascinating Chiddush, and it requires a lot more Hesber. It's presented very short. Why don't we Bizman Hazeh bring Korbanos? So you'll tell me, honest Rachmana Patre. Honest, right? We can't. We don't have control of Temple Mount. We don't have control. We don't even know where the right exact. We don't know where the exact location. We don't have the Paraduma. We don't have the Bidikun. We have Techelus. We don't have. There are many technicalities. Why? No. So are we chayiv? Are we guilty for not bringing korbanos b'zman hazeh? Of course not. We have a principle called onus. If there's nothing you can do about it, Rachmana Patre, Hashem says you're exempt. However, there's another chazal that any person that wants to do a mitzvah, any person that really wants to do a mitzvah, I don't have the exact words here, but a person, and then v'loy yachol, you are unable to do it. Here is the words: choshav adam la'asoyis mitzvah v'nenas v'loy asa. It's okay. Mal elav hakosav ki'ilu asa. Everyone knows this. If you wanted to do a mitzvah and you, due to circumstances beyond your control, were prevented from doing, it's okay. It's ki'ilu you did it. So that basically means that when we look at the Beis HaMikdash, we say, really, Ribbono Shel Olam, we want to bring korbanos. I'm ready. I'm ready to go. I'll say korbanos. I'll come to shul 2 hours early. I'll say all the korbanos. I'm ready. Choshev lasetz mitzvah v'onenas v'lo yasa. No, so it's as if kilu hikravnu chatos toida oila. That's why we say the korbanos. That is the impression that we all get. So when we say korbanos, it's really kilu we're being makif korbanos, because the only reason why we don't bring korbanos is because of nenas. Ralph Hoden says that's a mistake, and I don't know how it's presented here in this sefer very very bekit. So you have to look at all the sources. We'll just tell you the yisod. That's a mistake. The reason why we don't bring korbanos today, it's not because of nenas. It's because Hashem told us, I don't want your korbanos. It's a pasuk in Eicha, v'loy ariach bereach nichoichachem. It's in the Teichacha. V'loy ariach bereach nichoichachem. This is an awesome chiddush. That the reason why we don't bring korbanos today is not because we are oinsim. It's not the reason. It's not the reason. Hashem told us, I don't want your korbanos. I sent you out into Galus. I destroyed the Beis HaMikdash due to your sins. I don't want your korbanos. They have no meaning to me until Mashiach comes. Mimela, when we say korbanos, this principle doesn't apply. When you can say from today until tomorrow, Parashas HaTamid, you could say all the korbanos, and you can say, Harei ki'ilu hikrafti korban. Yeah, it's ki'ilu! But even though it's ki'ilu, according to where Rav Huna, where his sources are, it's not the real thing. You can't say choshav la'asos mitzvah v'nenas v'lo yasoh ki'ilu l'vokos ki'ilu asoh. It's not ki'ilu asoh because it's not v'nenas. Hashem told you, I don't want your korbanos. There's one exception. The only exception is the ketores. Because the ketores, it says, the ketores has a different expression. The Ketores, it says, okay, what is Havirt? What's, there's another pasuk for the Ketores. Where is the pasuk? It's a pasuk, he quoted a pasuk. Okay, I don't know where the pasuk is. I don't know, but he presents this in Rishmei Leif, B'Shem Rav Yitzchak Kotner. The Ketores is the exception. It's not nichlal in v'loy ariach b'reach nichaychachem. There are different set of psukim. Again, I don't know the makar. He doesn't present it here. At least that I see is almost one page. Maybe I'm missing something over here. It's not in that category. Therefore, this is a very powerful yisoid. When it comes to the ketores, we still have that principle of choshav la'asos mitzvah v'nenas v'loy asa'ah ki'ilu asa mitzvah.
I conclude with your first thing that you said, that you don't need the
mizbeach. You don't need the mizbeach.
You can do it on
the floor. Okay, on the floor. Okay, it had, but there's more to it. There are many yesodis that support this concept. The ketores is unique among all of the services in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Mishkan, in that it's not, Hashem never said about this, v'loy ariach b'reach nichaychachen. Nineila, b'zman hazeh, we still have an obligation to do so. And the only reason why we don't do so is only because of inenas. Therefore, if we truly want to bring the ketores, we can build ourselves up to have a churatzon, it's ki'il we brought the ketores. And all of the merits that apply to the bringing the ketores b'zman shabbes hamin l'shkayim apply b'zman hazeh. And he goes on to at least explain, that's why it has this very unusual hakdama. You don't have such a hakdama at any other part of the tefillah. Atohu Hashem Elokeinu shektiru avos Seinu lefanecha es ketores hazamim bezman shebeis hamikdash hayakayam kasher tzvi soy samayde moshe neviecha kosu besorasecha. We basically, you told us what to do and we're doing it again today. You have an introduction to the bring of the ketores that you don't have an introduction to other types of korban, other parts of the korbanos, because this is, we're still living in the past. We're living in the tkuv of the Beis HaMikdash and Beis HaMikdash. This is what was done. And this is what we would do right now. And the only reason why we're not doing it right now is only due to technicalities, because the men nensa. But therefore, meilo choshav las mitzvah asa ki ilu asa. This opens up a whole new appreciation that when you bring ketores and say the ketores, you're actually bringing bezman hazeh a real carbon. The darg of neshalma funim sevaseinu by ketores is a much higher level than neshalma funim sevaseinu for all the other korbanos. All right, there's a lot more here. Maybe we'll do more tomorrow. Maybe not. We'll see.
Thank you.